Good morning and welcome to Inside the Huddle, our final edition of Inside the Huddle for the 2024-2025 sports season. And we're going to kick it off by getting right to our guest on the line with us is Rossville softball coach Chris Gorbett. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good, and yourself?
We are doing well. We're excited for some softball action, semi-state over at Kokomo. You guys are taking on Central Noble in just a few hours. Tell me how your team is kind of getting prepared this morning.
Well, hopefully they got good rest and ready to play this today and make it a long day. So that's all I can tell you at this point.
How do you go into this matchup knowing that season is, of course, on the line once you get to tournament play, but knowing that you could have another matchup later on tonight? What's the communication you're having with your girls to get ready for today?
It's, you know, about taking care of yourself. Prepare for a long day. And make sure you hydrate, make sure you drink enough water, and make sure you get enough rest to be effective all day.
What can you tell us about Central Noble, and what have you learned about them over the last week?
We have, like I said before, I mean, social media is a good thing, so we do have some things that we can watch and learn from and try to see. But baseball and softball is a little different than basketball and sports like that. They have set plays and stuff like that, so... In softball and baseball, you don't have those, so you're looking at other things and trying to see what we can do, if you have to move people around, stuff like that. So that's already in effect, and we'll see what happens.
Since we talked to you last week, you got a big win on Tuesday against Rochester. Talk a little bit about that game. Your team was really able to get ahead after that third inning, a big third inning from you guys, and you kind of controlled the game the rest of the way. What'd you see from your squad that game?
Offensively, we were able to stay in the game, hit the ball, and move runners. And then defensively, we were able to do what had to happen in the circle from Avery. And then when they did hit the ball, we were able to make the plays that had to be made. Like I said, it's a team effort. So they did a very good job on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll continue that today.
Talking with Chris Gorbett of the four-time regional champion Rossville Lady Hornets softball team. Coach, number one, thank you so much for doing the interview with us right after the championship was won. But number two, I would like to point out that we tried to help you get away from the Gatorade bucket that was trying to be dropped on your head. Kind of describe your thoughts on the Gatorade bucket, but also I believe that you were able to get away. Kind of tell us what was going through your mind as you dodged and ducked away from that horrible, horrible thing that has befallen so many coaches throughout the years.
The nice thing is it turned into Coach Keith's turn, so I was able to get out of that. So, and he's the one that had to make the run. So I appreciate them for taking the effort to go get him and not me. So,
and going into today's game against Central Noble at Kokomo High School, their brand new facility that they spent millions of dollars refurbishing and everything like that. I believe that turf is going to be the name of the game. Kind of describe the differences between playing on, obviously, a regular softball field and then playing on a one like you're going to play on today.
Yeah, turf is different. We were able to play at least one game on turf this year, and so it's going to be a challenge for us here at the beginning. The ball's going to bounce differently. It's going to spin different. The speed is a little bit faster. So that's what's going to go into effect today. And it stinks that that's what you have to play on, but you also prepare yourself for that. And I think we did a good job trying to prepare for that and see what happens.
Yeah, I think after the first couple of plays, I think everybody will be able to kind of ease into it pretty well, especially with a lot of the ladies that you've got on the team. One thing that we want to make sure that we let everybody know about, there is a community send-off for the Rossville Lady Hornets in the main parking lot. Should take place around 10:15, 10:20, before the bus leaves around 10:30. That, like you said, that's the amazing thing of social media. Kind of describe the community support that you've received, not just this past couple of days, but this entire season.
It is, I mean, wonderful. I mean, we dealt with the same thing last year, and then going into this year, it's continued. And that's where it comes from. Community support, showing the kids that, you know, the community does back them, does support them. showing up to the games, and then now you're getting in this end of the season tournament, and that really does carry over. Same thing. If you're not doing anything, you know, if you're a kid that's playing softball, go live your dream. Go look at it. You know, go watch, and then sit there and say, you know what, one of these days I hope to be here. Set that dream, and then your goal is to reach that. As a young softball player, set that goal and try to reach that goal. So I've been fortunate enough to be in this position, been fortunate enough to go to state tournaments with my own kids, my own daughters, and sit there and go, man, I hope one of these days we're here. And we were able to do it last year, and that's a goal he set. So as a young kid, set that goal and try to reach that. It's going to take work. It's going to take effort. But go and watch today and see what you get. Set a goal for yourself to get there.
You guys have been there before, like you just said, and what does that change about this time around? Because a team with experience can be very, very dangerous. So how do you think you guys are approaching this differently since you've been here before than maybe a team that hasn't been here before?
We are pretty superstitious. Coaching staff, superstitious players. Pretty much the same thing we did last year. It's the same thing we're doing this year. As a coaching staff, you know, we're here way early. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you right now outside the coach's office. So, you know, we'll start everything the same way we've done in the years past. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, it carries over to the players. I have heard, you know, is those socks clean? Those are my good socks, you know, my good luck socks. So whatever they want to do to help them is what we need to do. And it is different going in this time. You know, we don't have the same girls we had last year. The continuity is a little different than what it was last year. Being in this position, yeah, we have, you know, four brand new girls that will see the field at this level in a super, you know, in a semi-state. So, you know, hopefully the nerves will relax and understand it's the same game. At the end of the day, you're playing the same game you've always played, and we preach that every day. The game's not going to change, so the bases are still the same length away. The pitching's still going to be the same distance. Just play your game.
How are the upperclassmen, the girls that have done this before, how are they kind of communicating with those underclassmen, those freshmen that haven't been in this situation before, and what is the leadership like?
We have very good leaders. I couldn't ask for four better captains to lead this team. We have three that are very, very vocal, and they're not afraid to tell people, hey, relax, you know, calm down. And then we have a quiet leader that just performs. So it's like a good cop, bad cop situation. You know, you always have to have that. So we are very fortunate to have four solid captains on this team.
And one thing in particular about one of those captains, both of your All-State honorees are not from just the same team, but they're from the same family as well. Avery Layton getting first team All-State, and then you have Brielle Layton, the fabulous freshman, getting third team honors in many cases. So kind of talk about how exactly Brielle Layton has kind of burst onto the scene, because I think coming into the season, you knew she was going to be successful, but I'm not really sure if this was exactly as planned the way it was, hitting as well as she's been hitting and playing as well as she's been playing.
And it's good for them, and congratulations to them on getting there and conquering hopefully a goal that they set. You know, Brielle coming as a freshman, it is a different level. It's a different speed of the game, and she was able to adapt and be successful at the plate and in the field. So congratulations to her and Avery both for making that.
Let's talk keys for today. Start just going into this first game against Central Noble. What is it going to take from your girls and from your squad in order to come out on top?
You know, the biggest thing is confidence. You know, we preach and preach that the box is yours. Don't let anybody take that away from you. And I say it all the time. Go in with confidence in yourself and the ability that you have, and good things will come out of it. So step on the field with confidence and see what happens. And I think this group will step on the field with confidence and be successful, hopefully. And that's my plan, is to be successful coming out of this with the girls that are on the field and in the dugout. It takes everybody to make it successful.
Absolutely correct. And one thing in particular that I've always liked about your group is the ability to say what's on their mind and the ability to openly talk to each other in many cases. And I'm not just saying that because many of them have told me the truth when they're in my classroom, but kind of elaborate more on that. Like, name a certain specific time, whether it be last game or throughout the year, where the captains have kind of taken over and you really haven't had to say too much as a coach.
It's about every game. It's about every game or every practice. One of them will speak up, and they'll change it. So a lot of times, as a coaching staff, we don't have to say much. The captains will tend to speak up, and, you know, if somebody messes up, and it's a group effort. You know, if somebody will make an error, and you'll hear, hey, don't worry about it, shake it off, let's go. You know, it's about every day, every game, every practice. Somebody, one of them will speak up, or the whole entire team will speak up at about the same time. So that's what's good about it. We normally don't have to say much, or if they make a mistake, you know, somebody will say, hey, you know, get your head down, you raised your head too fast or something like that. So that's what's nice, is you have more coaches than us four, and everybody's able to take that and not get angry over it. They understand that they're all there to help each other.
I was going to say, I think I'd like to have a transcript of exactly what is said and everything like that, too, but that's just me being nosy a little bit.
Yeah, they're very professional about it. So,
Michael Jordan professional, or?
They're just professional about how they come across.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that one, Coach. I appreciate it. Hey, good luck today, Coach. We greatly appreciate it. I'm going to throw it back over to Sam, but I wanted to make sure that I let you know I got my Rossville Red on today, and hope you bring home another semi-state championship at the end of today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I walked into the studio today. Kyle has Rossville sweatpants, a Rossville t-shirt, his Rossville Etherington jersey, and the Ville hat on. So he is all decked out and ready to go for some action today.
Rossville.
Good deal.
Rossville people, they know how to make some great clothing, and man, oh man, this is comfy. It's very, very comfortable today. So go get them, Coach.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate the time. And good luck in possibly the two games that you'll have today. And we'll have both of those games on right here on WILO. We're excited to head out there right after the show and be there to cover both games.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Chris Gorbett with Rossville softball. That does it for quarter number one of Inside the Huddle. We'll be right back with quarter number two. We're going to be counting down the top 10 moments in area sports from this sports season. So make sure you stay tuned. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winsky Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers, inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Everyone loves a good sequel, and this one's got all the makings of a classic. The Lady Hornets of Rossville are back on a mission to repeat as state champions, this time in Division II softball. Catch every pitch, every play, and every moment of the action with Sam and Kyle on the call. Tune in to AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7 this Saturday at 1 p.m. as Rossville faces off against Central Noble in the first round of the semi-state tournament. These girls have the heart, hustle, and championship fire, and they're ready to prove it all over again. Tune in to AM 1570, 96.9 WILO and Boone 102.7 this Saturday at 1 p.m. and experience Rossville Lady Hornets softball, because greatness loves a good sequel. Brought to you by Jim's Heating and Cooling, Milner Community Health, Teresa's Restaurant, Extreme Outdoor Solutions, Wampler Services Incorporated, Jerry's Body Shop, Ellis Jewelers, Esserman Best One Tire and Auto, Farmers Bank, Colligan of Clinton and Boone County, and Moeller Farms.
We know to contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before every dig. But did you know spraying a white line around your digging area means utility flags will be placed only in that area? Fewer flags in the yard? Easier mowing? Everybody wins.
Except for my kid.
I don't want to mow the yard!
Contact Indiana 811 and white line before every project. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Back now, quarter number 2 of Inside the Huddle. Sam Word and Kyle Etherington. This is the final episode of the 2024-2025 sports season for Inside the Huddle. So after this, we'll be taking a couple months off and be back with you just in no time for football season.
Going fishing in Cancun with Ernie, Kenny, Shaq, and Chuck. It's going to be a fun little vacation. I got my bags packed. I'm ready.
You're about the only one that can afford that right now.
Those teachers and that big budget money, right?
Yeah, right. Well, what we wanted to do for this final episode, and we will have Coach Matt Scott on later on in the show from Clinton Prairie Baseball, because they're in action as well today, coming up at 11 o'clock. They'll be playing against Riverton Park. That one's at Loeb Stadium in Lafayette. But we will have him on later on in the show. But what we wanted to do is kind of take a look back at the last year and relive some of the top moments in our area sports for Carroll, Clinton, and Boone counties. We do focus a lot on Clinton County because that's where we're here, and we focus a lot on our Clinton County team. So we do have a couple other moments sprinkled in from our friends in Boone County and Carroll County. So, first of all, I wanted to hit the honorable mentions because we just did a top 10, but man, we came up with a list of 20 or 25 of the top moments this year from the game of the week, so the state tournament runs, and just random games on a Wednesday night where we found something that we really enjoyed. And so, if you've been with us for the ride, I hope you enjoyed some of these moments and you get a chance to relive some of these moments. So just a couple of honorable mentions, and I could probably give you 15 honorable mentions if I want to, but I'll try to keep the list short. First honorable mention that I want to shout out is one that just happened recently, Clinton Prairie softball winning their first sectional championship in 15 years. We covered that one for you right here on WILO. Sadie Welliver did an excellent job in the circle for 3 straight games, and Clinton Prairie softball got back on top after 15 years winning their first sectional championship since 2010, a great moment for Clinton Prairie softball.
And one thing I'd like to add in particularly, probably within the top 5 of best accessories in terms of the towels and the terrible towels and the fear of the teeth, I think that's going to be a t-shirt line that might be around for quite a while with Clinton Prairie softball and Clinton Prairie sports, because it definitely was a heck of a year for the Gophers.
Here's another honorable mention. This one's from basketball season, girls basketball. Clinton Central, Carly Davison reaching 1,000 career points in just her junior season. And we were talking a little bit about this and just how impressive it was for her this season, because we've seen the impressive scoring through her freshman and sophomore season. And this year, defenses knew it too, and they played to that. And she saw a lot of double teams, a lot of triple teams, a lot of box and ones, and she was still able to eclipse the 1,000 points career mark.
You're exactly right, partner. And the thing that we especially loved seeing on Hoosierland TV, the game where Clinton Central went up against Carroll, that was not only a fun game, but Carly Davidson seemed to hit every single shot. And as you said, double, triple teamed, to be able to get 1,000 points is a heck of an accomplishment. And to be able to get it during your junior season is an even more impressive thing. So hats off to her and her teammates as well, and the coaching staff, because it's always a team effort with those 1,000 points for a basketball player.
2 more honorable mentions I want to get to before we get to the rest of the list. This one was kind of just a fun one for Kyle and I. Didn't have a lot on the line, but man, was it a good game. We're going to go back to the first one of the first games of the basketball season, and the Ville versus Western Boone, a back-and-forth game, and the Rossville Hornets trailed late in the game. Braden Tillyhan hit a big, huge three to tie the game up. Western Boone came back down and was able to hit a bucket. And then at the buzzer, Brody Skinner knocks in the game-winning shot, and the Rossville Hornets walk it off.
Absolutely. And the wonderful thing about a kid like Brody Skinner, he is constantly working tirelessly to get better every single day. So to see someone like that who puts on his hard hat, brings his lunch pail to work every single day, it was a spectacular thing. And another thing I might add, Braden Tillyhan, he was playing about maybe 75% because he'd had an ankle injury very recently as well. So a heck of an accomplishment for a lot of guys during that game. It was fun. A lot of fun.
It was a really good game. And you could go back and rewatch that game on Hoosier Land TV. I have a couple of times just to watch that last 5 minutes, just a back-and-forth game. It was really a fun time. And then the last honorable mention that we're going to go to, back to cross-country season. How about Clinton County sending three cross-country runners to the state finals in Frankfurt's Christopher Angelus, in Clinton Central's Spencer Dunn, and Clint Prairie's Hayden Kempel. All three of them going to the state finals for cross country. They had an excellent season. They all did really well in regionals, and they've been competing against each other, those three guys, for what seems like a really long time. And it's been a battle. It's been fun to watch, both in cross country and now in track. And they've done a really great job. They, in that sectional, they went 1-2-3. It was really cool to see.
A tremendous honor, and it was fun this year to have their coaches on the show as well, too, to talk about how it's not just getting out there and running. There's an actual strategy to it. There's an actual pace to it. And also finding out about how just because you're a runner, it doesn't necessarily mean that you enjoy the run. In fact, you're kind of running against the run in many cases. So hats off to them. A wonderful accomplishment. And just being able to go to state and to be able to buy those T-shirts down there that say state qualifier, state championships, definitely an honor for a lot of our runners this year.
Let's get right to the list, and we're going to take a couple of segments to break down this list for you. And we're going to start with number 10, and we're going to go with Rossville Volleyball winning the sectional championship. How about that one for number 10?
Hey, you've got Coach Ellen Wood, who came in under less than perfect circumstances very recently, able to continue that winning tradition that Rossville Volleyball has had. And the sky is the limit for this program as they look to the future. And it was very, very exciting. And one of the very first, if not the first, volleyball games covered on Hoosier Land TV as well. So some history being made, not just on the volleyball court, but definitely in the streaming world. For Casper Media, too. So, wonderful accomplishment by the Lady Hornets this year.
And we hope to cover even more volleyball games next year. And we thank you for all your support on all the Game of the Weeks this year. Let's go to number 9, another volleyball one. But Western Boone winning the state finals in volleyball for Class 2A. A magnificent run for the Stars, and Western Boone wins the state finals. That comes in at number 9.
And these girls can jump out of the gym. They are very scary when it comes to getting to that net and being able to put that ball away. And one thing that was especially remarkable is even on some of the plays that you thought, oh, there's no way they're going to get to that ball, they were able to go for it. They would dive for it. They would get on the floor. They would really, what I would consider to be the epitome of what you want in a state championship team. Just a good group willing to do whatever it took to win. And that's a pretty simple recipe, and they were very successful with it this year.
Reagan Durbin for Western Boone set a lot of records for the Stars over her career, set some records for some games in her final season, and she set some records in that state tournament run. So Western Boone winning the state championship for volleyball. That comes in at number 9. How about some more basketball action? We had a lot of fun broadcasting basketball this year. And for number 8, we're going to go with Carroll girls basketball winning the sectional 54 championship game. They went on to fall in the regional round, which was a really good game. But Carroll had a great run this season.
It was a fantastic run, and for a team that had prided itself on their offense the previous season, to come in, completely change their identity to be a defensive stopper, that's definitely something that is going to get the tip of the cap from me. But you take a look at that sectional. They had to beat Clinton Central, which they were able to do a really good job defensively against the Bulldogs, a very talented Bulldogs team, and then this sectional championship, able to defeat a spirited Rossville Hornet effort that made that game even closer as the final buzzer came close to fruition. So wonderful job by the Lady Cougars this year.
And don't forget, they had to beat Clinton Prairie in the first game, kind of the play-in game of that tournament. They had to beat them, and that was a one-point game late in the game, and Clinton Prairie had a shot to win it, and Carroll was able to hang on, and then the run they were able to go on after that was pretty impressive.
An anxiety medicine pharmacist dream, that sectional was, definitely.
Let's go to number 7. Number 7 on our list, we're going to give this to an individual who dominated in multiple sports, and not just one, not two, not three, but 4 sports that this guy dominated in. We're going to go with Eli Falkenberg and just the season he had in sports. Let's kind of talk about this. He played soccer, football, basketball, and track. In soccer, he eclipsed 100 goals, became the all-time leader in goals scored for the Cougars, led them to a sectional championship. In football, one of the top kickers in the area, made All-State, and if you remember, in that first sectional game, soccer was done with, and he focused on football. He came out at wide receiver, caught a long touchdown pass. He was named the Farmers Bank Player of the Game in that one. And then we moved to basketball season, and he was just dominant inside. One of the top guys in the area, made the All-Hoosierland TV team, and he was just a force in the middle and had some really, really fun games.
It's like a really good curveball, that 12-6 curve that just has a nasty drop on it. And when I say nasty, that's exactly what I mean. Like, it didn't matter what sport this kid was playing, he was getting after it. He was accomplishing a lot, whether it be an individual thing or it be a team thing. So that's one mark of a really successful career, is not only were you able to accomplish a lot individually, but what were you able to put together as a team? And yeah, he brought it every single time. And you said it exactly right when it came to catching those passes in the sectional. It was not out of character for him. Many people would say, what is the kicker doing on the field? But as soon as you see who it was, Mr. Falkenberg, you were like, oh, okay, totally normal, we got this.
The other thing he did was set a school high jump record at 6'6". He went on to the compete at the state finals yesterday, and just a brilliant season all around from Eli Falkenberg this year.
Absolutely.
So that makes the 10 through 7. We had Rossville volleyball, Western Boone volleyball, Carroll girls basketball winning their sectional, and Eli Falkenberg. We're going to bring you the top 6 as we go in to quarter number 3. We'll be right back with the top 6 moments in area sports from the 2024-2025 sports season after this on Inside the Huddle.
In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We have appreciate your business.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Decisions determine results. They shape the future. So which path do I decide to take? Do I want to stand on the sidelines watching or help people in need? Should I worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Should I stay the same or push myself and learn new skills? For me, the decision is clear. I choose to serve part-time with the Army National Guard, and my results will be life-changing. I'm serving my community. The Army National Guard responds here at home so we can help during emergencies or after natural disasters. I'm also able to use the education and tuition benefits I get from serving to help pay for school. The other soldiers I serve with all have their own reason for serving, but we work together as a team to help each other become better leaders every day. We all made the decision to improve ourselves and our futures. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Indiana Army National Guard.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Your Saturday forecast, partly sunny skies with a chance of showers and a high of 78. Showers and thunderstorm chances continue throughout the evening and into the overnight with a low of 62. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 77. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
Back now, quarter number three of Inside the Huddle. Sam Wirt and Kyle Etherington. Make sure you tune in all day. We're going to have some coverage of the Rossville Lady Hornets at their semi-state game, or games, I should say.
Yeah, games. and if Mel keeps coming in with those weather forecasts talking rain, shame on her. I mean, we need to think good thoughts
exactly,
so we can get those games in today. What? Shame on you, Mel. Come
first
on now.
First game is at 1 o'clock against Central Noble, and then they will be playing the winner of the earlier game at, if they win their first game, then they'll play in the semi-state championship at 7 o'clock. We are counting down the top 10 moments in area sports over the 2024-2025 sports season, as this is the last episode of Inside the Huddle for this sports season. We're going to take about a two-month break and be back with football action.
Gone fishing.
Kyle's going fishing. I'm sleeping in. That's what I'm going to be using my...
I can't even bait a hook. What are you talking about? It's video game fishing for me.
There you go. Well, we're in the middle of our top 10 moments of area sports this year. We talked about Rossville volleyball winning their sectional championship. That was number 10. Western Boone volleyball winning state. That was number 9. Carroll girls basketball in their sectional championship run. That was number 8. And number 7 was Eli Falkenberg dominating in four different sports for the Carroll Cougars. Let's move to number 6. And this is a guy that we had on last week. It's Owen Hudspeth of Frankfort, winning not only the Sagamore Conference for pole vault, he won the sectional for pole vault, and he won the regional in pole vault. A great season for Owen Hudspeth. He did a lot of great things this year. Competed at the indoor state tournament back in March, and then he was able to come back and dominate in the Sagamore Conference. He got a lot of first places if you go and look at his record from this year. Just a dominant performance from Owen Hudspeth.
A lot of blue ribbons, a lot of medals, and one thing that I especially enjoyed in talking with him is how it's a family affair. He comes from a pole vaulting family, and he's had a few siblings kind of go through those trials and tribulations that I think, based off of what he was saying, it seemed like it made it a little easier for him to be able to handle everything. And then, of course, his coach is his dad as well, too. So it was a wonderful episode in which we got to highlight what he's been doing, but also a family affair, if you will.
There we go. Now let's get into the top 5 moments in area sports from this season, and this is all Clinton County from here on out for our top 5. And for number 5, we're going to go with another one that just happened this week. Clinton Prairie Baseball winning their first sectional title in 32 years. They got a win over Clinton Central 13-3 on Monday, and they get back to the top. It's been the year of the Gopher. That's what we've been talking about all year. And Clinton Prairie Baseball able to continue that year, and they get back to the top of their sectional for the first time in 32 years.
Just the feeling of relief and the seeing of tears of joy has been the most exciting part for me, because you have had a community that has just been longing for championships, longing for cutting those nets down or throwing that Gatorade all over the coach on the softball or the baseball field. So to me, I enjoyed watching the kids celebrating, but it's kind of like in 2016 when the Cubs won. You didn't take your son or daughter to the game. You took your grandpa, you know, you took your dad and everything like that. So the fact that Clinton Prairie has had so much success, so much overdue success this year was very exciting to see, just that community spirit really go through the roof at so many different times throughout the school year.
Absolutely. And just a great run for Clinton Prairie. They're in action today. Their game coming up in an hour and 20 minutes against Riverton Park at Loeb Stadium in Lafayette. We'll have Coach Matt Scott on the line here later on in the show. And a great run for Clinton Prairie. Let's go to number four. And this is a fun one for us. The Corn Bowl back in football season. Clinton Prairie coming from behind to defeat Clinton Central. If you remember that game, Clinton Central was up for most of the game going into the second half. And then late in the fourth quarter, Gage Kuzmix finds Alex King deep down the sideline, down inside the five-yard line. I think your famous words were...
To the one-yard line!
Through the Indiana night sky.
Through the Indiana night sky with a cough drop in my mouth as well, because I was battling an awful cold then. And to me, I think that was when we really hit our stride as well, because the first couple of games, I thought we did a very good job, but we hadn't had that moment yet in which it was like, okay, here we go. This is football season. And what an amazing game that was. Still available on HoosierLandTV.com. You can check that out anytime you want. And a wonderful, wonderful experience that game was. And then just seeing the excitement over the awesome trophy full of corn, I might add, also.
Corn Bowl comes in at number four. How about number three? Rossville softball and the run they've had over the last, not two or three years, 4 years in a row, four straight sectionals, four straight regionals. Of course, we can include last year's state tournament, because I think that's within the last year, not necessarily the 2024-2025 sports season, but they're right there again on another state tournament run. We'll have them later today in the semi-state, but the run that Rossville softball is on right now, that comes in at number three.
History repeating, and the kids on the team, the coaching staff, the community, everybody involved, is just something that when you've got that wonderful thing, you don't want to let it go, and you want to make sure you enjoy it. And the Rossville community has most assuredly enjoyed this Rossville softball team the last couple of years.
Another Rossville one for number two, and it's Noah Weaver winning back-to-back state titles in wrestling and committing to Purdue University to go wrestle. Noah Weaver, man, he just had a brilliant season. He lost one match all year and wasn't to anybody in Indiana, and he just dominated the competition at his level. What we saw from Noah Weaver was one of the most impressive wrestling seasons you're ever going to see.
One of the most impressive wrestling seasons, one of the most impressive careers, and a fabulous student as well. I believe he might have been in the running for valedictorian, as we saw recently. I think Jordan Skiles remarked that he was upset that he had to give a speech at graduation because Noah made the horrible thing of becoming the valedictorian. So a wonderful career, but a wonderful person too, that to me, when you look at some of the best kids in our area, that's where you want to say that's our representative to the rest of the world.
Counting down the top 10 moments in area sports from this 2024-2025 sports season that we've covered here on WILO and on Hoosierland TV. Kyle and I have had a really fun time coming up with this list and just reliving all the great moments we've had in sports over the last year. in not just Clinton County, Carroll County, and Boone County as well. Man, we've been really lucky for some of the moments that we've had this past year.
I mean, it's amazing that less than a year ago, we're sitting at Purdue watching Rossville win their first state championship. Hopefully they win a few more in softball, and it's come to this. And the thing I get to tell a lot of people that I talk to whenever they ask about what it's like doing this, I say, I get paid to watch sports. Like, you can't ask for a better opportunity, a better career than to be able to do something like that. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I've really enjoyed it this year, and hopefully for many years to come.
That's what we like to hear. So top, we're kind of down the top five now. We went with Clinton Prairie baseball winning their first sectional in 32 years. The Corn Bowl, the comeback from Clinton Prairie back in football season. Rossville softball and their state tournament runs over the last couple of years. Noah Weaver winning a state championship. And now time for number one. And I think most of you guys can probably guess what the number one moment in Clinton County sports this year was. And it's going to go to the Gophers and their boys basketball team and the run that they had this season led by Jake McGraw. And just kind of thinking about it, just remembering it kind of gives you chills. Just the immaculate run that we saw, the first sectional title in 42 years for Clinton Prairie basketball. And we knew at the beginning of the season that this was going to be a special team. I think everybody kind of knew that, but nobody kind of realized, a lot of people kind of realized that midway through the year when we saw them dominate game after game after game, and Jake McGraw became the all-time leading scorer in Clinton County history. And then they get to the state tournament. They're able to dominate their sectional, winning every game by double digits, defeating one of the top 10 teams in the area in Carroll in that first game by 20, and just the dominant win they had in that one. And then I think for me, all of the games were great, but you have to go look back at that regional game at Frankfort against Lafayette Central Catholic, because they knew that was going to be the test. Central Catholic had been kind of the monkey on their backs, if you could say that, the past few years, knocked them out of a lot of sectionals.
A lot of teams can say that, absolutely. So it wasn't hard for Clinton County to get behind the Gophers
Going
up against Lafayette Central Catholic, especially with that old Hoosier Heartland Conference rivalry that was built in.
And if you remember that game, it went into overtime, and with a one-point lead, 5 seconds left, Jake McGraw steps to the line at 1,998 points. You asked me, how many points is he away from 2,000? I said, how about two?
And
sticks both free throws.
And that was just pure stupidity, because I honestly was asking a question. A lot of times in media, we kind of tee you up a little bit. We give you a softball question, that way you can knock it out of the park. And I knew he was close, but I honestly had no clue. And that just happened to work out as well as it did. And, you know, hopefully, Sam, that's in your highlight reel for the rest of your long and illustrious career that you're going to have in this.
Well, it was a wonderful moment. McGraw sticks both free throws. The shot from Lafayette Central Catholic was wide. Clinton Prairie won the regional. Of course, they went on to win both games at semi-state with a miraculous performance against Couts in that semi-state championship before ultimately falling in the state championship game. But a great effort from Clinton Prairie getting to go down to Gainbridge Fieldhouse and play in the state championship game. After not winning a sectional for 42 years, man, it was one run for the Gophers.
It was a wonderful run. I think the one thing about that regional game, going back to it, I think there was a lot of nostalgia that a lot of people had, just because that was the location where a lot of great Clinton Prairie teams ultimately met their end in many cases throughout the years. And you go to a semi-state, Sam's voice had recovered, because that was a heck of a regional game that you called. And once we all got down to the field house, it was just kind of like, this is a very nice little gym. This is going to be exciting. And it was a fun thing for the entire area, but it was also a lot of fun for us, because your first year, you get to go to the state finals. I mean, this, you know, pinch me. You know, this is unbelievable. So wonderful effort all throughout the season by the Gophers. Jake McGraw going to be going to IU Kokomo. Go Cougars. I had to get that one in there as well. A lot of people at IU Kokomo excited to see what that young man can do this upcoming season for the IU Kokomo Cougars.
Well, there is the top 10 moments in area sports from this year. And if you missed any part of the top 10, I'm going to put up a recap on Clinton County Daily News with links to all the stories that we did on these top 10 moments and hopefully a few audio clips, a few video clips, just a really nice piece to put together for the 2024-2025 sports season. And we've got a couple more teams still alive in sports for this year. We'll be covering one of those today in Rossville softball beginning at 1 o'clock. We're going to be right back with corner number four of Inside the Huddle. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.
Did you know the Man of Steel works in Frankfurt?
Superman?
No, Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers. Winsky's is famous for their new and used steel sales and scrap metal processing. They also offer roll-off waste removal, and now they're continuing their improvements with new computer software to have you in and out faster than Superman can fly.
Faster than Superman?
See for yourself at 751 West Washington Street or visit WinskyBrothers.com.
Winsky Brothers, the superheroes of steel.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen. WILO.
Attention Hoosiers, your weekly mission is here. This is Clayton from Tier 1 Meat Company, and you're invited to engage in the Freedom Friday Meat Drop. Every Friday morning on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, we're giving away a premium meat bundle, grill ready and packed with local flavor from Indiana Farms. This isn't just a giveaway, it's your weekly mission. Be listening, be ready, and be caller number 4 to claim your victory. It's Freedom Friday Meat Drop from WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, and America's elite meat provider, Tier 1 Meat Company. American-made, farm-raised, battle-tested.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Back now, quarter number four of Inside the Huddle. Sam Word and Kyle Etherington. We talked to head coach Chris Gorbett of Rossville softball earlier on in the show. We talked the top 10 moments in area sports with a few honorable mentions, of course, and talked about that great Clinton Prairie state tournament run in boys basketball. And Kyle mentioned I had to include the line, sharpen your scissors.
I just knew that there were going to be a couple of people out there listening that would want to hear that line again, just because it became so synonymous with that big time victory all the way down to the field house. It's amazing how we'll go back, you know, in 10 years to look at some of the archives, and that'll be one of the big moments where a lot of people who were sitting at home, gathered around the radio, or even a certain listener lying down on his bed holding his radio, were probably smiling ear to ear and then some listening to that call. So that's one of the great moments from this year, but one of the great moments in Clinton Prairie sports history, I think.
Get the ladders out and sharpen your scissors. They need something for baseball and softball. Maybe they should cut one of the bases up and take each person get a piece of the base. I think maybe those are a little bit more expensive than a basketball net.
I just remember that whenever they would tear down a stadium or whenever a baseball team would move, people would immediately run onto the field to get bits of the dirt.
Oh, yeah, and put them in the little glass containers.
And put them in the little glass containers and take those home. I've got on a set of wish lists, there are different cufflinks from different baseball stadiums, and one you know, hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge for any in-laws who are looking for anniversary gifts. There are some cufflinks with the old seats from Yankee Stadium
that
they have been selling and stuff like that. So I reckon there are a few things that some people would want to take away from different sports, non-basketball related. But going back to basketball for a second, Frankfurt, that's the home of cutting the nets down from what we read and what we talked about during those great runs.
Yeah, Everett Case was the guy that came up with that, and he did it at Frankfurt. So some people will say that it was first at North Carolina when he did that, but actually there are records of him cutting down the nets at Frankfurt before he went on to North Carolina. And so we're kind of the home of cutting down the nets, and it was fitting that that's when it happened for Clinton Prairie in that regional game. Let's talk a little bit about Clinton Prairie baseball, and unfortunately Matt Scott was unable to get on the line. His team's about to go on in about an hour, so he's getting ready with them, taking fielding practice, and getting all over that. So let's talk a little bit about Clinton Prairie baseball.
Well, one thing going into that sectional championship, Clinton Prairie overcame a very difficult hill, if you will, going up against a very talented Rossville Hornets team that many people had in the top five for pretty much the entire season. And it was a back and forth game all the way, and Clinton Prairie was able to come out on top. The score seemed a little bit closer than what the game actually was, because I think entering that last inning, Clinton Prairie was up 12-7, and Rossville made an excellent comeback, just fell short of that for the Hornets. But then you go into the sectional final. Clinton Prairie gets on the board first, but it's only a 1-0 game going into the top of the third. And then you just have an explosion. 6 runs. It seemed like everybody was able to get a hit or to move runners over. It was just a really fun thing to watch, at least if you were a Gopher fan. And then from there, you know, a couple runs here, a couple runs there. And for the first time in a long time, Clinton Prairie baseball has a sectional title. And there was the one moment in particular where I think the coach was surrounded by the players, and then all of a sudden the players just walked away and everybody started cheering for him. I'm not sure if, Sam, you shared that on X or if that we had that on Clinton County Daily News, but it was a pretty touching moment, the players honoring their coach.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And now they get a shot to continue their state tournament run today at regionals. They're getting ready to start that game in just about an hour over at Loeb Stadium in Lafayette, where they're taking on Riverton Park. And for Clinton Prairie and Riverton Park, this is game number 2 of a doubleheader, softball now to baseball. Both of those teams won sectionals 54 for Clinton Prairie and 53 for Riverton Park in both softball and baseball. And because of the sectional alignments and how it's set up, they're playing each other in both softball and baseball. Riverton Park got the win in softball. Clinton Prairie hoping to make the score even with getting one in baseball for the regional championship.
Wonderful little rivalry beginning between Clinton Prairie and Riverton Park. Hopefully that will continue throughout the years with different success. But what an opportunity to be able to play at Loeb Stadium, one of the aforementioned stadiums in the entire state. I think it'll be a great one.
Absolutely. And for the Gophers, just a great run last week for sectional. And it was just really cool to see Kyle Etherington. Carl?
Yeah, Carl's on the line.
Let's get a guest on the line. And with our final 4 minutes of the final episode of Inside the Huddle. Hey, Carl, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. What about them Pacers, sunshine? Come on, tell me.
All right.
It hasn't happened but one time out of 326 games.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you, Carl, because I'm
don't you hang up on me. They had 19 turnovers in the first half, and I thought the referees was against the Pacers. Okay, I thought the fouling that the Thunder did on the Pacers was unjust.
That's called physical playoff defense. But
I had nothing to do with this.
Now. Come on.
I have to give credit where credit is due. Tyrese Halliburton hit a crazy shot, and you have to give credit to Aaron Naismith and Andrew Nembhard for the shots that they hit beforehand to just get them within striking distance. So I do have to give credit to the Indiana Pacers. I'm a Thunder fan, but, man, it was something
don't
to watch.
Don't you beat Adam. Don't you. No. You're a Pacer fan right now.
Carl, can I ask you a question? Normally you ask us the questions, but I got to ask you a question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, I want to make sure that I thank you for your awesome call that you gave way back during basketball season, talking about how you listen to the radio and everything like that. We appreciate you, and especially the compliments that you gave us, which really made us feel right at home. But I got to ask you.
Yes.
I know you're cheering for the Pacers. How many games are you picking for the Pacers in the NBA Finals? Are you saying Pacers in four? Pacers in five? What are you saying?
Well, according to Las Vegas, they have a 20% chance of winning.
I think it's higher than that. As a Thunder fan, I think it's higher than that now. I think they're clearly the one of the best two teams in the league, and these are the best two teams going at it. And the run that they're on, man, it's something bigger than basketball.
I think, now this is just my opinion, you guys know 10 times more about than I do.
I appreciate you thinking that, Carl, but go ahead.
I know you guys do. you guys ought to be on channel 13 or 6 on TV. You shouldn't be on a radio station. You know too much about that.
Well, we've got faces for radio.
Well,
I wouldn't even say that for me.
Well, I'm telling you, if I own Channel 13, it'd be a no brainer. You'd come on the TV with on my TV.
Hey, we appreciate it.
Hey, I think, now this is just my opinion. If the Pacers can beat the Thunder Sunday, they have a good shot at winning it. If they lose Sunday, I think what you told me on the radio before, it'll end at 6.
End in 6? Okay. I'm not gonna hold you to it, but I always like to ask every single person that. Once we get done chatting with you, I'm going to ask Sam what he thinks. That might be off air just because Sam's kind of giving me a look of, I know you paid Carl to call in. So
is that what he's saying?
No, I'm just joking.
I didn't.
I'm just joking.
Hey,
we love it.
God bless both of you and have a wonderful weekend and keep doing what you're doing.
We appreciate it, Carl. Thank you so much.
We love you, man. Appreciate it.
We always love when Carl can call in. That'll do it for the final episode of Inside the Huddle.
Couldn't have had a better way to end it before we go to Cancun and everything like that. Carl with the ultimate send-off as well. Thank you, Carl.
If you missed any part of today's show, the final Inside the Huddle replay tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we'll put this episode up on Clinton County Daily News. Go to the Sports tab, click Inside the Huddle, and you'll be able to listen to all the archived episodes from this year where we counted down the top 10 moments in area sports from this past sports season. So that'll do it for Inside the Huddle for the 2024-2025 season. For Kyle Etherington and Sam Wirt, saying so long, everybody, and Thunder in 6.